Every tongue has opened 100 mouths.
Okay. Therefore, he will say what? First, there is a word of gold-possessing stalker. The word is not that, because the word is Sahib Zahab, and Zahab is a very tricky word. Zahab has three meanings. Mainly, Zahab means the way, the path. That's what Mazhab is. Mazhab is the path, that's Zahaba. Then walking is Zahaba, and yes, gold is Zahaba. So you could mix them together. Here, he's making a name for that guy. The guy who is in that filthy stuff, and he has the money, he has the gold, he has the benefit. That one will tell you what? I have brought in 20 baskets of filth till nightfall. This is what they would do in the old stuff. You don't remember. In the old baths, the public bath, when the people go, even now in Turkey you could find it. Somebody will come and tries to clean you up. In this cleaning, they use chalk-like stuff, which is powder. That powder with the cells and the wax of your body will become something that they roll it. And with this rolling aid, he has a trick to bring all the rolls that starts from your back to bring it here and here. There you see that, how much I cleaned you up. Look at all these fields. So at the end of the day, this guy to the other one said, I got 20 kilos of this. I made a lot of filth. To be proud of your work, because you are bringing the filth of the bodies out, right? So this is that critical. So I say, these stupid people, they are happy that they do the filth stuff, because what's the outcome of this for them? Money and filth. All these filthy stuff is their job. Yes?
In the sight of reason, this gold is foul as dung, although like dung, it is the blazing of the fire. It is the blazing of the fire. The sun, which emulates the...
In the sight of reason, this is for apple, pisha apple. That's the apple. Not reason. It's reason. Yeah, for reasoning, this dung is bad. Yeah. Although it's useful. The sun?
The sun, which emulates the fire, makes the moist filth fit for the fire. Mm. Is that they're drying out the dung so they can be used in the fire?
No. It says, listen, this filth that you have is a wet stuff, right? The sun will dry it up, will dry the filth out, will somehow make it vanish.
The sun also made the stone gold, in order that 100 sparks might fall into the stove of cupidity. He who says, I have collected riches, what is it? It means, I have brought in all this filth.
Yeah.
Although this saying is exceedingly disgraceful, there are boasts on this account amongst the stokers.
Yeah, they are proud of it even. Means the people who do the stupid stuff and gain money, they are proud of that stuff. Yes.
You have carried 6 baskets before nightfall. I have carried 20 baskets without trouble. He that was born in the stove and never saw purity, the smell of musk produces a painful effect upon him.
This is a very delicate stuff that he is going to make it a very famous story. Why? You remember right at the beginning he said, watch them. You could find them with the smelling and looking and talking to them. Here he goes back to that smelling and say, let me tell you about this smell. Because the smelling has two meanings. One is this, right? The other one is what? When you have a very tiny little bit of information about something, you almost, you smell that stuff. You don't see it, you don't know it, but the smell is that. And the smell is very important for us, because Rumi will say, listen, I can bring a flower from the garden to you, I cannot bring the garden. So you could smell, this smell maybe will lead you to the garden. That's how it works. Here, we say, let me tell you this, that fellow who is living in the filthy stuff, the good smell is bad for him. Bad smell is good for him. So listen to the story. The story is about a guy who is working in the worst workplace in Rumi's time. Where is it? Preparing the leather. Because for preparing the leather, they use so many bad smelling chemicals. Everybody knows that. And they have to be down there barefoot and be with that smell. The story is like this. He says, there is one of these guys who is always working in that factory and is used to that smell. One day he comes out, he's going in bazaar. Suddenly he will go to the bazaar of the perfume sellers. Over there, the good perfume will knock him out. He'll be knocked out. Then what will happen? Everybody brings the water rose and good smelly stuff for him to come back, because whenever somebody falls down and collapses, they bring the rose water normally first. They do this for the guy, and the guy gets worse and worse. Somebody will let his brother know, and his brother will say, oh, he's going to be killed, let's save him. He will pick up a dung of a dog and put it in the sleeve. Comes in, let me see my brother and bring that dung to his nose. He will come up and everybody is happy. This is a story you will not forget. Means what? Means remember, you get used to your environment. And when you get used to bad environment, good environment will knock you down because you're used to that. This is the real story. Yes.
Story of the tanner who fainted and sickened on smelling attar and musk in the bazaar of the perfumers. A certain man fell senseless and curled up as soon as he came into the bazaar of the perfumers. The scent of the perfume from the goodly perfumers smote him, so that his head reeled and he fell on the spot. He fell unconscious like a carcass at noontide in the middle of the thoroughfare. Thereupon, the people gathered over him, all crying, "Lahaul," and applying remedies. One was putting his hand on his heart, while another sprinkled rose water upon him. He did not know that from the rose water in the meadow, that calamity had overtaken him. One was massaging his hands and head, and another was bringing moist clay mixed with straw. One compounded incense of aloes wood and sugar, while another was divesting him of a part of his clothes. And another felt his pulse to see how it was beating, and another was smelling his mouth to see whether he had drunk wine, eaten hashish. The people remained in despair at his insensibility.
Okay, this was the first scenery. You got it. The guy is unconscious, and everybody is trying the best, but because the guy is used to that environment, it gets worse. Yes.
So they speedily brought the news to his kinfolk. Such and such a person is lying there in a state of collapse. No one knows how he was stricken with catalepsy or what it was that led to this public exposure. That stout tanner had a brother, cunning and sagacious. He came at once in hot haste, a small quantity of dog shit in his sleeve. He cut the crowd and approached with cries of grief. I know, said he, whence his illness arises. When you know the cause, the curing is manifest. When the cause is unknown, the remedy for the illness is difficult. And in that, there are 100 grounds to which it may be referred. When you have ascertained the cause, it becomes easy. Knowledge of causes is the means of expelling ignorance.
Stop the story. Let me explain it to you that when you don't know what's going on, you cannot do something. You have to know. When you know what the problem is, the chance of you succeeding doing something good is elevated. That's how it works. Yes.
He said to himself, the smell of that dog shit is multiplied in his brain and veins. Up to the waist in filth, he is absorbed in the tanner's craft till nightfall, seeking his livelihood. Thus, then has the great Galen said, give the patient that to which he was habituated before his illness.
Okay, this is Jari Nus again. Jari Nus is a philosopher. And Rumi talks a lot about him because they are at the same time and the guy is famous and there are a lot of stuff that they want to make it important. They would say he said it. And one of his sayings has been that because he was Hakim, he was MD, he said what the sick one is used to, that's the cure. Yes.
For his illness arises from doing the contrary to his usual habit. Therefore, seek the remedy for his illness in that which is habitual to him. Mm-hmm. He, from carrying dung, has become like the dung beetle. The dung beetle is made insensible by rose water. The remedy for him consists in that same dog's dung to which he is habituated and accustomed. Recite the wicked women for the wicked men. Recognize the front and the back of this saying.
Repetition of what? That you should understand that getting used to something, that something could make you sick. This is what it is. So he compares it first, that the habit, then he came to the donkey beetle, then to the doggy and to Arabic. Al-Khamisan al-Khamisin ra bikhan ruhu pushte in sukhan ra bazdan. Means even over there that in Quranic version there are these words that the filthy men are for filthy women. Over there means that filthy brain for filthy people. Go and read front and the back of it. Because front of it will say the filthy ladies for filthy gentlemen. This is the front of it. What is in the back of it? Go and read it. Yes.
The sincere mentors prepare medicine for him with ambergris or rose water to open the door. Sweet words will not do for the wicked. It is not fitting and suitable, O you trusty ones. When from the perfume of the revelation they became crooked and lost. Their lament was, and we augur for evil from you. This discourse is illness and sickness to us.
That one which is Arabic, again, is mixture of Arabic and Farsi, because that tatayarna bikum is the Arabic, it's